let's focus back in on Amazon now and the miss for the company in the last quarter and the lackluster forecast for the current quarter. The shares right now are down about 4%. Anthony Chukwumba is with us now, Loop Capital Managing Director, who covers the stock. Anthony, it is good to see you this morning. So this really was a bit of a shock, it seems, from Amazon. And we were talking earlier in the show about how we have seen investment cycles from Amazon before. And investors have sort of greeted those with varying degrees of tolerance, right? This one to me feels more reactive, though, than proactive, like perhaps less past cycles were. Do you think that Amazon's going to be able to get its arms around these issues?
I think you hit the nail right on the head. This was more reactive than proactive. This is not necessarily, well, we're going to build out more final mile capacity. We're going to build out more, geographic zones for AWS. This was, we have to pay our employees more. We have to give them these sign-on bonuses. We're seeing this sort of inefficiency in our supply chain, and we're going to eat it. We're not going to pass that along to our customers. We're not going to pass that along to our 3P sellers. We're going to eat that. So it is a little bit different, but I think you hit the nail on the head. This is an investment. This is an investment cycle that they're in, and there are things that they can do proactively to offset some of these increased costs if they choose to do so. Now, they certainly have not chosen to do so for the holiday selling season, and quite frankly, I think that's the right decision.
Anthony, what's the most important investment you think that Amazon is making right now?
I think the most important investment that they're making is in wages. Look, we're seeing all the same stories. We're hearing from so many different companies. It's becoming increasingly difficult to hire unskilled workers as well as to retain them. So Amazon bumped up their starting compensation from $15 an hour to over $18 an hour. They added more benefits and they added these $3,000 signing bonuses, and they're still struggling. So I think that's by far the most important investment. You need to have these people in the warehouses. You need to have them, on the trucks, otherwise the whole system just breaks down, quite frankly.
Anthony, our former colleague, Miles Udlin, we were texting with this morning, and he mentioned an item that you just mentioned in passing, which is third-party sellers and the sharp deceleration in third-party sales. Now, all these investments that it's making, is it making enough to support those third-party sellers? Amazon has a lot of levers to pull. The third-party sellers that are small businesses, effectively, in many cases, do not. What's going to happen with that dynamic?
That's a great question. So here's the thing. Look, as we know, the global supply chain is all jacked up right now, and that disproportionately impacts these smaller sellers, right? Because at the end of the day, manufacturers are going to give preference to their larger retailers, right? Such as the Amazons and the Walmarts and the Targets of the world. Third-party small sellers, not so much. Now, I don't really think there's much Amazon can really do to help them. All Amazon can really do is make sure that they have the inventory. So if the third parties don't have it, right, the 3P, then they have it, the 1P, and either way, the consumer gets that merchandise. Now, that, helps Amazon from a top-line perspective, right, because they're recording the full sale of the merchandise. It hurts them from a profitability perspective because they make a much greater margin when a third party sells an item as opposed to when Amazon sells the item. But in terms of like actually assisting them, not really much Amazon can do, quite frankly.
A couple folks have reminded me this morning, Anthony, last time Amazon has gone into these investment cycles, the stock has gone on to do pretty well. Do you think now is different?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all, particularly given the fact that, I think this could be a pretty brief investment cycle, quite frankly. Like, so for example, at some point, labor conditions are going to normalize. Now, they're not going to be able to, say, okay, we were giving you $18, now we're going back to $15. They're going to have to stick with the $18 an hour, but maybe they won't have to do the $3,000 signing bonuses. But the other thing that Amazon can do that I've sort of hinted at is they can raise prices, right? And there's a few different ways they can do that. It's been over three 3 years since they've increased the price of Amazon Prime. It's now $119 a month. I really think that they could increase that. I don't think, you know, the vast majority of Prime subscribers would blink at that. They could increase their rates that they charge the third-party sellers, and they could even increase prices on first-party. And by the way, we're hearing from a lot of companies that, you know, consumers are not blinking at price increases.